June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It's hour one, GBAC Nation, 105.3 The Fan. There is, I think, a Mavs nightmare scenario out there. I want to jump in with this. Of course, the Pete DeBoer thing we can react to as well. But the Knicks expected to request permission to interview Kidd. And I think this story is going to underscore why they absolutely must fire Nico Harrison right now. I know fire Nico content. You might have had fatigue from that. But this is a really interesting, I think, a new angle for you. Most of you anyway. Salute to Mark Stein, by the way, for breaking the story once again about 3 hours or so ago. General at your service. If you see me, bear me N.A. It is a what you drink and what you think in Friday. But unfortunately, no calls today. We'd love to take your text throughout the show if you'd like to chime in. But yeah, pregame's coming up at 5 o'clock as they're in Washington to take on the Nats. Brian brought us former Cowboy Scout Super Bowl champ here. Salute to you.
Thank you, sir.
Got Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup Master Control, fixing to go 3 hours flawless as you have about a half show Friday afternoon and then Rangers baseball. And dang, that one hurt. Of course, Woolchuck and Chia follower here. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video along with you. We are the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. So, I mean, there is so much meat on this local sports bone right now, guys. One report is that the reason the Knicks are interested is they know Kidd has influence with Giannis. And they want the angle to get Giannis. And I would just say, if Kidd has that level of Giannis influence, then you offer them more than New York can, which is Anthony Davis, Daniel Gafford, and picks. Maybe PJ Washington. You can't beat that if New York. So if you are saying that Patrick Dumont, Adelson family right now, let's see if Kidd wants to go to New York so he can kindle it with Giannis, but we're going to ride with Nico and AD, that's your invitation. That is your... What is it? A truth serum moment?
Yeah.
Our guy wants AD instead of Giannis. New York wants to take our guy so they can get Giannis. I don't need to see a third strike. You're fired, Nico. How are you not going, oh my goodness, our guy Jason Kidd can get Giannis? Well, shoot, there's no way we can let him coach anywhere else because he's going to get us Giannis for more than New York can offer. Now, maybe Giannis wants to stay in the Eastern Conference and maybe Giannis to the Mavs isn't possible, but I would absolutely make sure that I had satisfied that with 100% certainty before I considered approving this request for permission to talk to our guy. And I do think Jason Kidd's one of the best coaches in the NBA right now. So just in general, I don't want to do it. But I think this is, you know, interesting. The wheels of change are turning, and and unfortunately the Mavs are, you know, maybe going to have to try to push into this thing. Now, the other thing you have to consider, though, is how much Kyrie and AD like playing for Jason Kidd, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. Like Anthony Davis is one of Kidd's guys. I mean, they won a championship together in LA. That was part of Mark Stein yesterday saying, hey, that's the guy that they want to coach them. I mean, to me, if Jason Kidd made that move, it would really, to your point, I think you'd have to move on from Nico because he was not in and was not happy about the moves that went on here. Mm-hmm. And he is not in lockstep with Nico. The relationship did not get stronger as he has tried to portray to the media. But I don't think that ultimately, I mean, I could see him taking the interview because why the hell not? Maybe that ends up giving you a financial gain with the Mavericks because they're like, hey, we'll give you a raise. We want you to be here for all those reasons. Kyrie loves you. AD loves you. They want you to be the coach. You've won here. We want you here. But I don't think ultimately he'd take that job to go work with James Dolan. I don't think that's, I mean, other than it being the Knicks and it being in New York, I don't think that's an owner that coaches ideally really want to work for.
I mean, it would be genius if Kidd can work this into greater demand for himself. It would be genius if New York wants him so bad that New York would give you future first round pick, you know, because that's what happens when you're talking about we want your coach. The Mavs need draft picks. You know, if they decided this is our turning point and over the next year, we're going to go young and build around Cooper Flagg instead of go for a championship. But, you know, I think the chance for a championship is there. And if Giannis's interest is tight enough to Kidd that he would follow him to New York, to me, that's incredibly exciting because if you can get him, you're winning a championship next year. that would be.
Yeah, especially there in the Eastern Conference because you got all sorts of just unknown with some of these teams. You got Cavalier players that are injured. You got Jason Tatum's injured, and the Celtics are nuking it. So especially in the East, you could feel like, okay, maybe that's part of the reason why Jason Kidd's like, dude, if I get Giannis and I'm in the East, you got a real chance.
McMahon referenced the Casey Smith decision a couple of years ago that Nico made that maybe was the beginning of the end. But he's been a total pro, as you know Jason Kidd to be. Okay,
And I do just want to clarify because the text is coming in a little bit. Like the Mavericks do have to grant the permission talk with the Knicks.
Do.
But it might be one of those things where, like, if Jason Kidd is showing that he would rather be in New York, it's like, if you don't want to be here, then we don't necessarily want you here either.
Right.
So if that's really what you want to do, plus we can get something for you in some level of a coach trade here, that's why this would all unfold.
Yeah. You know, it makes some sense to consider it because you want employees that want to be here. Again, that would be another reason you got to get rid of Nico.
Hmm.
You know, here we're going to choose Nico over a legend like Jason Kidd that won a championship for you and has been one of the best head coaches.
Yeah, in some aspects, it's like, wow, he's willing to work for James Dolan and he'd rather work for Dolan than for Nico. Thank you.
That's all you need to know.
Don't let this happen. Adelson family, Dumont, can anybody text them and explain to them what the F they're thinking about doing?
I was just asking, does that have anything to do with the owner, in a sense? Maybe Jason's kind of looking at it like, man, they're letting Nico just run roughshod through this thing, and they're not stopping or putting any brakes on him.
Yeah.
I probably would work for Dolan.
Yeah.
At least I can talk to him.
Absolutely.
Might be better than Nico, and of course the Mavs will eventually bring you back.
Damn!
You know? Yeah. What would this be, a third or fourth time for Kidd? So, you know, yes, certainly it would be imaginable. I just think
hypothetically, you know.
Yeah, it's unimaginable right now that a good owner, a good governor, would understand this and be like, oh yeah, you know, let's just keep Nico rolling with this. He traded Luka, now he's going to trade away the fan favorite head coach. That's wild. And what's this? He could get Giannis. Hello, is anybody home? I'm available. I'll work for free, Adelson family. Okay, you need an advisor. Somebody is, you know, I guess you thought that was going to be Nico. We heard like 2 months ago that they're like, no, Nico does not have carte blanche anymore. This makes me wonder. This really makes me wonder. And this would be Nico falling so hard for AD that he thought Luka for AD was a great trade. And now Jason Kidd is the Giannis whisperer. Let New York have the Giannis whisperer because, dang it, I got AD, buddy. He's going to play at least 45 games for us next year.
Yeah, that is a crazy notion, dude.
Please.
Okay. One of the worst decisions in sports history, other than what Nico has done, I think is letting Pete DeBoer go. That's what my gut is telling me. My mind is saying, hold on, maybe they can find a better coach. Jim Nill's a great GM. Take a chill pill, Dawson. But, you know, the news coming out, this just a couple of days after Gilardi shot down the reports from the Canadian media that DeBoer was going to be out. Apparently he was right. Our spidey senses with both Sherrington and Cowlishaw writing that this is real over the last 2 days, they were spot on.
Mm-hmm.
Dude's gone. And now he's, I guess, going to be looking for his fifth team over the course of 17 years. It's about on pace. Every 3 or 4 years, DeBoer moves on.
Yeah, Sean Shapiro had a great piece, and he was saying that Ottinger wasn't the one pushing any buttons to remove Pete DeBoer. His teammates looked at the public in-game crucifixion of Otter from DeBoer as a rallying point. So taking the shot at Ottinger and not taking the time to talk with him from Pete DeBoer is what opened up the floodgates for other players then on the Stars to air their grievances with Jim Nill. And I guess he's just one of these guys that he tends to just be stuck in his ways. He really does not go ahead and ask other people or accept other help. And he kind of has his assistant coach, who's kind of his yes man, writes Sean Shapiro, be the guy that kind of has the relationships with the other assistants, and it's not really Pete. So he takes ideas from those that he respects, but the problem is it's hard to gain his respect. I mean, I think you're right, Gavin, because I was thinking about the same thing. Like when I look at, okay, what are the like the actual hockey reasons to fire Pete other than him losing the locker room, which it does appear happened, right, with the way that he commented. And if he could go back in time and he doesn't address pulling Jake Ottinger the way that he did and basically throwing him under the bus, I think he's still the Stars coach. But being able to lose game one as consistently as they did, which hell could also be an indictment on him,
yeah,
but constantly be able to rally the team down, even from 0-2 against Vegas is a good team, constantly win game sevens, you get to the Western Conference Finals 3 years in a row. It's tough to say that you're going to find somebody better, but this is par for the course with Pete. It seems like he has this type of exit everywhere he's gone, where the message is worn thin and he's pissed off people in the building or his players, and ultimately they say, you know what, we need a new voice.
Yeah, and that's part of sports. You know, I think it happens more in soccer and hockey than basketball, football, baseball. But I mean, this he lasted longer than most coaches. I think he had a tremendous amount of success. But I mean, I think this ship had already sailed when he went back to the locker room and did not sort of try to make peace there. And that's exactly what a team needs that's trying to take the next step. You don't need a hand holder and it's going to be okay. You need, damn it, not good enough. Coach is quiet. Coach doesn't have to come around and hold your hand and tell you it's going to be okay. Mm. This team was down 3-1 and 2-0, and it broke this team. And this roster, instead of looking in the mirror, decided to blame the coach. You know, I do think that is absolutely a pattern of the culture around youth and amateur sports, and now it's made its way into professionalism. I haven't heard DeBoer being abusive. You know, I'll draw the line at abusive. This is tough, old-school coaching that I think is respectful. So you want me, after I pull a guy for getting us in this situation, trying to wake up the team, he's going to come in with a bad mood, and you want me as the head coach and leader to go, you know, ask him for an apology or something?
Yeah.
That's incredible, you know, and I think that is why this team is so hot damn soft. They're soft. That's what that team is. We knew they were physically soft. Now we know they're mentally and emotionally soft, and Jim and Gags got talked into siding with them instead of siding with the coach. I watched Jerry Sloan go through the entire player empowerment age of the NBA and stand in the face of it and consistently outperformed what that team should have been, because everybody bought in because the owner had his back. You don't like the way Jerry Sloan talked to you? Well, find me a trade for a better player, because I'm not going to do anything about it, you know? That's not the kind of operation we're in, and sports teams by far are more successful like this. Bill Belichick, in the face of it, players would leave after winning a championship saying, wow, that guy was, you know, that wasn't very fun. That's what gets results, and that's what pro sports should be. So that's disappointing, and I'm glad we have a great GM like Jim Nill who can probably find a guy who can get you back to the conference finals at least.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough situation, but I do think that when you go to the microphone after the game and make it seem like Otter's the reason why you've lost 6 of 7 in the postseason to the Oilers and act like nobody else is to blame here, like at what point do you look in the mirror and say, yeah, I'm part of those 6 of 7 losses as well. I'm Pete DeBoer. I've never gotten over the hump. Yeah. I've also been a problem at this portion of the calendar. And there were so many other reasons why you lost that series other than just Otter. Yeah. And I understand the reason of like, hey, I'm trying to light a fire under these guys, so I'm going to pull them. Mm-hmm. But you also have to understand how to manage the personalities. And hey, I'm not going to, like, I think what he did after pulling him and the things that he said to the media and then not having a single man-to-man conversation with the player mm-hmm. before you start talking to the media, it just shows like a total disconnect to where, like, you do still have to manage these personalities. If you want to call it being a babysitter, okay, but that's just, that's part of human management.
You have to be able to do some of that. And you can't say, I'm Bill Belichick, I've been there, done that. Because you haven't.
Yeah.
So all those game sevens are a lot of fun, dude. But what do you do for me in the Stanley Cup?
So my counter would be, why are we acting like Otter has been there, done that, and is so amazing?
He's 25 years old.
Right?
He's 25 years old.
He had the 12th best save percentage in the regular season in the NHL. Yeah, you know, and maybe at 25 years old, this is the perfect time for you to learn a hard lesson so you can actually go be the goaltender that his fans keep saying he is all of the time. You know, I've watched, what have we seen, 4 playoff runs out of Otter, 3? And about every other series, he's really good. You know, but the evidence that he's winning you games, that he won the Winnipeg series, isn't there. Like, what has he won for you that he deserves this level of respect? Volchuk brought us.
I think he did this year. I think the first two series, like, he outside of Mikko Rantanen, he was your best player. I mean, the diving save that he had, which I think was game 6 against Winnipeg, like, you lose that game if he doesn't make that save. You end up winning it thanks to that game now going to overtime, and Thomas Harley makes it. I think this postseason, it is fair in the conference finals, he's not been good enough. 100%. He's been outplayed by Aiden Hill and Stuart Skinner twice. So there is room for Otter to take another step. I'm not against him being somebody that deserves criticism. He does. But he still was. You're not even in that portion of the postseason without the way that he played. And I guess from Pete's standpoint, where I probably wouldn't have fired him, but I guess if the players in that room aren't going to play hard for the coach, you can't keep that coach around anymore, no matter how you feel about him.
It's easier to change one coach than a bunch of players.
Right.
How would you not play hard for a coach to get you to the finals every year?
Evidently because of the way that he handled after losing.
But is that just one?
It probably was a buildup of a lot of things.
I mean, I'd like to know the buildup then, because we're here. I mean, we when we look at the other sports teams, I mean, the Stars is there. That's amazing for
it's
them.
The gold standard for DFW right now.
We should be so happy that our team, we want them to get in the cup final and compete and all that, but
he beat teams better than him.
Yeah, he did.
Coaches don't beat teams better than them in the playoffs.
They should honestly have a statue of him in front of that arena. The way, I mean, the consistency that he's able to do
it. No Miro.
And under pressure, the way that he's able to do it. Now, to me, I kind of look at it as like, I think this is really something very telling to the next coach here that Jim Neal really didn't have his back, you know? That would be very telling to me. That, I mean, now he's obviously going to hire somebody probably that doesn't have the head coaching experience, maybe a first-time coach.
Neil Graham, I think, is probably the leading name in the clubhouse.
But if I was coming in here, I'm like thinking, wow, he just fired a three-time finalist, Western Conference final coach.
Yeah.
You know, those could be pretty big shoes to fill.
Indeed.
Right there. And I'd like to know this. I think Jim Neal's now in the hot seat.
I think he should be, because the way the team's constructed has to change. Well, like, I get Stars fans. We love our guys. We love Jason Robertson. We love Wyatt Johnson. We love Haskinen. They have to change how they're built physically. They are soft. They are getting bullied and pushed around in every single series. They found ways to win against teams that might be a little bit more. They got to add some grease. They got to add some grit to their club.
All right, great start, gentlemen. We're coming back. G-Bag of the Day champ. Then Woolchuck's top 10. What's the subject matter, sir?
All right, we've got the top 10 quarterbacks that are being paid based on NIL valuation. And happy National Donut Day. What's your favorite donut, and what's your favorite donut?
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That spot.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Wolchuk's top 10 here in just a second. Let's go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
All right, our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day so far comes from my man, Broadus. Yay, Broadus, stand up.
What'd I do?
He's done it.
Highly unfortunate situation
of
broadcasting yesterday. Yeah, you misspoke. You were missing a spoke, if you will. By the way, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30, and we replay them here at 2:30 if you see anything floating out there this weekend. Don't be afraid to hit me up, what you guys have been doing, and it is amazing. We've got some good stuff lined up for next week, all right? At Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, and here's Broadus' unfortunate broadcasting situation.
And, like, what else
lock in
do?
On defense.
Law of averages.
Drew Holiday, Swiss Army knife. Let's protect the rim.
Did win a championship playing that way, didn't
they? I like it.
Did. No, they absolutely did.
They figured it out.
They absolutely did.
That was jerks.
So why are you getting hard on it?
Well,
excuse me.
Wow, bro.
Do you figure out the answer to that question, Chief?
I'm a basketball guy, man, and I love championships. I love titles.
Brian?
I was trying to pivot. It didn't work.
I thought you were pretty proud of yourself.
Something caught your eye?
No, nothing caught my eye.
I got to pivot. Oh, man, it got me.
So why are you getting hard on
it? See, if Brian can make it two in his pursuit of five coming up, I guess Monday at 5:30 will be your next G-Bag of the Day championship.
Oh, that's a good opportunity to vote against it.
We'll see. You'll probably say something else between now and then. Maybe you'll be facing yourself. Here he is, Zach with an H, your Wooly Bully.
All right, 877-881-1053. Give me your favorite donut shop and your favorite donut. I do have the Dallas Observer, just fresh off the press, put out their top 10 donut shops in Dallas. And I believe that there are some donut shops that are doing specials. I think Krispy Kreme, like all their locations, are doing a free donut. So you can pop on in there, get that hot and ready. But don't they kind of always, as I'm saying that, if the hot and ready sign's on, you can go in there and get a free glazed, right?
Oh, really? I didn't know that was a thing.
Is that not a thing?
You can just walk in there and get a free Krispy Kreme every day?
A free glaze specific.
See, that's how rumors start.
Yeah,
dude. Crap.
And you walk in there and get turned down. Like, wow, man.
Wow, thanks.
I can't confirm that I've done this too, Lucia, so I don't want to send people in there. Maybe we should call it Krispy Kreme and we'll figure that out.
Especially with something as serious as this. You know, if this was just some willy-nilly topic, I would say just run with it, but... You don't mess with someone thinking they're getting a free donut and they get ball sacked.
Next thing you know, I mean, that's a
day. Especially if you walk in there for one donut, you probably need that junk.
That's true.
Look at me, I need that. But I did see the list of the wealthiest college football quarterbacks based on NIL valuation just got posted today. The honorable mention on here is John Mateer at Oklahoma.
Yeah, he's the transfer from...
Pride of the Carter fighting Freemans there with the Sooners. He's getting $2.7 million in NIL money. I don't know if there's other names you want to throw out there that you think are probably in this top 10.
Well, I think the first name that is going to come to mind is Arch Manning.
Oh, he's Arch Manning, you think, the top one?
He's probably making fat stacks. We know Carson Beck got the fatty, fatty boomba from Miami.
Cha-ching.
That's pretty much all I got for you. We'll chuck back to you.
Yep, Arch Manning coming in at numero uno, boys. He is the wealthiest college quarterback per NIL valuation, $6.8 million. For good old Arch. It's massive. He's got deals with Red Bull, Uber, Panini America, not to mention whatever Texas is paying him just to play there right now. But that dude's cashing in a big, big way.
There's no reason to go pro.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think he is. I'm telling you, I think that he's following this Manning path. He will not be coming out this year. I think he's starting at least 2 years at Texas, unless they win the national championship and he gets Heisman. And he's pretty much accomplished it all.
I just hope he doesn't follow the Manning path in the training room, you know.
No, yeah, we don't want the taint stuff going down.
That Let me ask you this: or in the bus, right? Didn't Peyton throw them cheeks out of the window?
There was a mooning too.
He's a very cheeky guy.
Pattern of behavior.
Very cheeky guy.
Now, I thought it was nuts and not taint.
Was it nuts?
I thought it was nuts, right?
Mm.
Like a teabagger situation.
Yeah, it was a teabagger.
Okay.
We are probably discrediting him.
That's probably right. It might have just been like the nose when it. Up the taint.
We might need to revisit that.
Yeah.
Just some of the deets.
Is there video of that?
I mean, it's kind of hard to separate the two once you're inside some compression shorts.
It's all about the same right there. You're kind of you're in it. Bryce Underwood, the Michigan quarterback who they poached from you there, Brian.
He hasn't played it down.
No, he's $3 million. He's number
nine. Well, okay, let me ask you this. Is he ahead of Beck?
No, Beck's number two.
Oh, did you already say that?
No, I didn't. He's a loser. I didn't.
Look at this, dude. I'm on it's Rooster Magazine. Rooster.com. The headline reads, "Remembering the time Peyton Manning teabagged a trainer."
Yeah.
Was it a male trainer?
Wait, a what?
A trainer?
Okay, just make sure you say that.
Oh, did I almost?
Oh, was it?
You don't want to go too fast. You want to get the story correct. That's all I'm saying, fam.
Absolutely. Journalistically. Yeah. Integritous.
I'm going to walk back that free donut, by the way. I'm going to walk that one back. You got to buy something, says some of the text.
Okay, but little BOGO.
Maybe buy one, get one. Yeah, but they are giving away free donuts today.
Can I throw a guy in there for?
Yeah.
How about a guy at LSU, Nussmeier?
Nussmeier. So you got two and three there, Brian. Carson Beck at $4.3 million at number two. Garrett Nussmeier's
making
$3.8
million.
What's
our guy at South Carolina?
South Carolina. Man, you're on this, dude. Lenore Sellers, number four.
Okay.
South Carolina, $3.7 million for Lenore Sellers as he's getting himself some nice NIL money, baby. Let's go.
Anybody step up at Oregon?
Oregon does not have a guy listed in the top 10.
Anybody step up at, how about our guy in Nebraska?
Nebraska's not in here.
Okay.
There's a couple of other big ones, though.
Any of our Ohio State guys making money?
No, the kid at Ohio State's not quite there. There's one player that is from the state of Texas that's playing for a big-name program, and they lost
Klubnik.
In the playoff. Klubnik. Cade Klubnik coming in at $3.4 million. There's another SEC quarterback at the Swamp there, also a Texas kid, DJ Lagway at number five, $3.7 million.
Is there a guy still at Arizona State?
Boom. Yes, Sam Levitt.
Sam Levitt. Okay.
Sam Levitt at number eight, making $3.1
million. Oh, wow.
And then you're missing one more, and he is projected to be a first-round pick right now.
Ooh.
Big Ten.
Big Ten first-round pick.
Oh, it's a Penn State dude.
It is.
Oh, Allard.
Allard. Yeah.
Yep, $3.1 million. For Drew Aller, and some think he could have gotten number one if he had to just come out this year. I don't know.
Nico would have been in this list too, right? If he wouldn't have transferred?
Yeah, if he didn't transfer, he would have been. Absolutely. He absolutely would have been. Okay.
I got the quote from the trainer.
Okay, you give us to it. Give it to us. What did I say?
She says.
Oh, it was a female.
Quote.
Yeah.
It was the gluteus maximus.
If it was another guy, he wouldn't have cared. Like, oh man, he got me teabagged, bro. You know,
I'm never washing my face and get you back.
You know, I'm getting you, dog.
Going to, eye for an eye. Brown eye for a brown eye. Okay, it was the gluteus maximus, she says. The rectum. The testicles.
I mean, the rectum.
And that makes you think, was he doing some level of spreading?
Is there squatting going on?
Because that's a tough thing.
Is he a squatter?
Sort of like an inner.
We're in a catcher stance here.
Testicle. And then she says the area between the testicles. So there was taint as well. It really feels like this was a full spectrum.
Sound like a medical examination we just did.
Sound like a scraping.
Yeah.
The ripping and the tearing.
All that was in her face.
Wow.
So.
Man, and this guy still went number one. Can you believe that?
Yeah, went on to have a pretty solid career.
NFL Man of the Year.
Yeah. Omaha Productions.
Omaha! We love him. We really do.
Thank you for this award.
Yeah. Man. Walter Payton, Man of the Year.
Exactly. One of the best human beings Woo. I've ever been around.
They're thinking a guy with a forehead like that, there's no way he's capable of this heinous act.
No, he's too smart for that, right? It's glistening forehead.
Maybe Eli.
I got a large taint, too, you know? I'm backing
out. Oh, yes.
I'm backing
he's 6'5". You're right.
I'm backing out.
I mean, if it's proportional to his forehead, a lot of real estate.
Yeah.
Did you just say you did?
No, he probably, what?
I thought you said you did.
Well, both can be true.
No, absolutely not. I don't know what's going on back there.
Don't be talking about my taint. You keep my taint out of your mouth.
It's the land of the unknown down there.
Top 10 donut shops in the DFW, according to the Observer. We go to North Richland Hills.
Shipley's in there somewhere?
Shipley's is. Shipley's is on here. Sure is. Golden Crown Cookies and Mochi Donuts.
Oh, that's a lot to be said.
Is it Mochi?
Is it Mochi? M-O-C-H-I?
Might be Mochi.
Is it Mochi?
They do like the ice cream things, too, that are pretty delightful. They have those in the Cowboys press box.
They do. They do. You're right. We got.
Only you notice those things.
I feel like we can't go much further without a reference to Delonte West, one of the great donut drops in sports history. Better have my donuts.
That's a good call. Okay. That's a great call.
Brad Sham as well. I'll eat a donut.
But let me go Sonny's Donuts in Sunnyvale.
Sonny's.
I love it.
Let me see. Sonny's was on some list that I was looking at.
No, He's making that up right now.
Or he's pandering. I don't know which one it is.
No pandering going on
here. Pandering.
We heard you on the radio, Kevin.
Yeah. It's just a little mom and pop and daughter.
Those are the best ones.
Yeah. There's two more dozens for you guys. You go, love it.
Hey, that Baker's dozen we gave you? Sure.
Jerem's Donuts off Abrams, which I have been to once. Very good.
See you in the morning.
Honeybird Sandwiches, Donuts, and Coffee off
Preston
Road.
That's a lot. It's a big name.
It's a good name, Honeybird.
I also, the original one's in Flower Mound. They also have a spicy bird biscuit sandwich.
Ooh,
that you
I bet
pair with their donuts.
Fire, bro. Ooh. I would actually replace the biscuit with the donuts.
They're also doing this viral Dubai chocolate there, apparently. Ooh. Everybody's getting into. This is a weird name. I'm just going to skip that one.
Oh, why?
I can't say that. Parlor Donuts off Stacy Road.
Hugh Janice's.
It's a business?
It's a business. It's like Moorish. I don't know how to. I don't know if I'm saying it right. I don't want to discredit them.
Shout out to the Moors.
The Moors. The Moorish.
Moors of Spain.
I love the Moors. In Fort Worth. And then LaRue Donuts in Trinity Groves. LaRue Donuts. They got crullers. They're big on the crullers there, if you like that.
Crullers.
And the cake donuts.
Cake.
And I know we love our cake donuts. And shout out to Hertz Donuts in Frisco from the 214. That is a very delicious donut spot. So just some of them that featured on the Dallas Observer. Go and make sure you get yourself a donut today. And who spells donut? How do you spell donut?
D-O-N-U-T.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yep. Everybody?
Donut.
Like dog
D-O-N-U-T.
Yep. Yeah. Lucius?
I like how he spelled it. Like the rhythm you did, because I go with the D-O-N-U-T-S.
Okay. Donuts.
Either way.
D-O-U-G-H. But his rhythm is better than mine.
That's an upset.
Yeah. What?
What?
But the donuts, that's how I see that this is actually supposed to be spelled.
I mean, those to me are always like 10 out of 10 surefire, just the place within red letters that just says D-O-N-U-T on it.
Krispy Kreme. You see that?
You don't mess with
neon.
That U-G-H stuff? Yeah. No.
Yeah, that's the tricky ones right there.
Not doing all that.
Belt's trying to get in and get free donuts from Parlor Donuts.
D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T-S. Like National Donut Day. That's how they go. And even this list is, that's how they spell it. I've never seen it.
You're almost doubling the letters. Yeah. Can you imagine the bill on that LED sign? You go U-G-H.
Exactly. Don't do that.
$300 turns into $500.
Unnecessary.
Just like that. That's not good business sense.
Agreed. Amen.
I actually am encouraged when one of the letters, the LED letters, is out.
Yeah.
You know?
They're too focused on the goods.
Exactly.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
Yeah. We're too busy handing out free donut holes.
Hey, thank you.
Do you get mad if they don't give you one free donut hole?
Absolutely. I'll go back.
I figured they got a number in mind.
You kind of look at them in a crossway after you sign your card there. Like, do you want a receipt? You're like, no, you didn't give me a free donut thing.
Especially because the individual donuts have become so expensive. Like when I was growing up, 35 cents, 50 cents, like the dollar donut was something. Now they're all $2.50.
Yeah.
I get a half dozen kolaches or sausage rolls or whatever you call them.
Pig in a blanket.
I get six pigots. I get two glazed, two blueberry, and I'll be hitting well into the 20s of dollars. That's like $26.
Oh, I'll tell you what,
it is crazy.
I'll tell you what they get you two of those drinks.
They overcharge it.
Yeah, they always like, oh, I'm get some milk with it.
That's always our big $4 thing. Coke. Yeah. When I go in there with the girls,
and
they always want
these
juices.
It's always some type of
$4 juice.
It's got some princess thing on it.
Yes,
or something like
yes.
That.
It's yeah. got like a Paw Patrol head on it, and they're just like infatuated. Yeah, it's like, dude, that's $4 or $5. I'm not doing
Maybe that's what's getting me. I get the Paw Patrol apple juice and then the crown on top of the donut. That's probably $10 right there.
Easily.
Okay, we got to run. What's next, Chief?
Biggest L, biggest dub, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Right here on The Fan. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. Time for the Chief. Here he is, Eric.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian.
Eric.
Thank you, Broadus. 214, our guy Woody. Huge victory yesterday because he sent the mother-in-law and the sister-in-law out to Tolbert Garage Door to get him the lovely G-Bag Tumbler Cup.
Oh, what a win.
So congratulations to Woody, who is, of course, fantastic. I believe he's still cruising off the opiates and the benzos. So that's great news overall, and it was awesome to see them. Yesterday was just a huge victory in general.
It was a great time.
Great experience. Tolbert Garage Door, Colby's the man, and all the Tolos. It was great. I mean, how many of them were just like, dude, it's finally, you guys are out here on the east side, dude.
Mm-hmm. Just stayed and watched the whole show, basically.
Yeah, yeah. We had a nice little audience. Wolchek got to do his Favre.
I did.
In front of a crowd of people. Is that the first time you've done that live?
So.
In front of an audience? A lot of people think we just hit a drop. A lot of people don't even think that's real, but you performed that every single time. Yesterday was special.
The nerves were real.
Does it live every time, and we salute him for that. And we salute Skip and Sunnyvale for dropping by the Tolo back window decals. I'll put it up on screen. Yes. Can you see that? But there's new Tolo back window decals, and you'll be able to get some of those at our next appearance.
I love it. All right.
Hey, you brought up Woody.
Yeah.
He told me how much he was spending on a plug when he was like out there strung out.
All right, let's ballpark it. Should we ballpark it?
Bro, listen, I don't know if I want to tell it like that because I might put his business out there, but I know the plug is missing him. That was a big chunk of change.
That was not a client.
Bro, I'm telling you, he's missing him. If the plug got an old lady, she asked him what's going on right now with the finances. What's going on? I thought you was a dealer.
Did you get a weekly number or did you get a monthly number?
It was a weekly number.
A weekly,
bro.
Yeah.
Why are
you
missing that, man? I know he is.
That's tough. Well, we're proud of him. Certainly, our thoughts go out to our guy Rodeo Ron, who we're not going to get to hear from today because we don't have what you drinking, what you thinking.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, we'll be giving way to Rangers pregame at 5 o'clock, but. Yeah, certainly. Certainly.
Well, it was a month. My bad. It was a month, but it was a chunk of change, fam.
Fat month.
Yeah.
Well, good
five
for Woody.
Over them digits.
Wow.
Five digits?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Man.
A month.
He was a professional addict. Yeah. That's phenomenal.
Attaboy.
And he's come through on the other side, and now he's drinking NAs, I would like to think, perhaps, out of a G-bag tumbler.
214, biggest Dub Tolbert fixed my garage door today.
Hey!
That's Tolo Chastity Bell.
We've gotten some incredible stories of folks very far from Mesquite that needed a garage door handled, and Tolbert was there within seconds.
That's awesome.
It's amazing how fast he can get there and give you the best deal and the best service. Hey, we're taking a Cowboys L. I don't know this guy too much, Broadus Will, but he is known for, quote, doing the right thing. We lost Tom Rafferty at 70 years old.
Center for the Cowboys, yeah.
Tough.
Boston College, good player.
That's the headline, literally. Yeah. Tom Rafferty, a Dallas Cowboys stalwart known for doing the right thing, dies at 70. I mean, that's a heck of a title to have for your obit, if you will.
Mr. Do the Right Thing.
That's what you were known for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, seeing a lot of love. Brad Sham giving his condolences on Twitter and whatnot.
Didn't Bob just fill in for Brad a couple of years ago? He did, didn't he? One of those holiday things? I must be I'm thinking about... somebody else. Tom Rafferty filling for Brad a couple years ago, didn't he? Did he do a Cowboys game?
He wouldn't do, I think Charlie Waters filled in for Babe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, back in the day, I mean, they haven't, the fill-ins and stuff like that, if it's a player fill-in, I don't think Babe's missed a game in a while.
I was thinking Brad.
But
I don't think that he, we've had
Kyle Yeomans did it one time, and then
Ted Emmerich.
Ted Emmerich the other time. I think it's been a couple of religious.
Vern Lundquist did it a couple
Vern
times.
Vern is what I was thinking. Vern Lundquist. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. I got that all messed up.
Yeah, okay.
Vern, Tom,
Raph.
Eric.
Salute.
It's all the same.
That stupid Eric drop is great. All right, hey, big L to those.
Stupid Dawson.
How often do you guys shop at Whole Foods? Are we Whole Foods guys here in the G-Bag Nation?
Whole check.
I used to when I lived close, but I don't have one that's convenient at all. I got a Sprouts near me.
Occasionally,
about the best I can do.
They have some specialty items that when I have to cook, that I have to go find a specialty item. They generally have it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're good for the gluten-free stuff.
Yeah,
that's when I'll pop in there.
Like once a week for water to get the big 5-gallon joints, you can get the alkaline. And vitamins. They have good vitamins.
They have a really good choice, too, of granolas and things like that as well.
Nice. If you want to eat healthy, I feel like that's the place to go.
Yeah.
Sprouts is pretty dialed as well.
Nice. So. Their markets are good
within,
you know, like if you want to get the fish or the beef.
$35 a meat, size of your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Eating healthy.
And if you've recently been shopping at a Whole Foods getting ground beef, then you could also get a little bit of E. coli with your order.
I show him hungry.
I show him hungry.
Whole Foods is dealing out E. coli with their ground beef.
That's a big issue.
Yeah. Food safety inspection services.
What are you doing over there?
Ground beef. Ground beef from Whole Foods.
They do something to you over there?
Getting people popped. No, not at all.
Just like a big L.
It's just a big L?
Yeah, that's all it is.
All right.
Just, hey, no one's safe.
How about maybe wronged you in some way and you're like,
no,
let me remind you about this
don't
place.
Don't charge me.
No issue with Whole Foods. I've never had, I don't really shop there very much, but I would certainly, if I was there, I'd be interested in some ground beef. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there was a little bit of an E. coli situation that sprung.
Gotcha, bitch.
How about Angel Reese? This is an unfortunate prop bet that people are getting huge dubs on, though.
Your first missed shot?
Yeah, the first missed shot.
Yeah, there is now a crew of bettors that are
Off as like two guys.
On a heater. Yeah, it would start off as two guys that were just placing bets that Angel Reese was going to miss her first shot attempt in the game. And it's been hitting pretty impressively.
Six in a row, I think.
Yeah, they're rocking. But now they're doing like reaction videos of it. Yeah. So they're like watching it live, and they got like 15 people in the room, and they're just waiting for her to clank her first
shot.
Here
we go.
And then they erupt with
I saw him miss a couple. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When they fail,
they're like, what are we doing, man? Dude. You realize the amount of money we just lost on one girl making a shot?
That is a hilarious bit that's going
on. Yeah, but they're up.
Right
now. They're up overall now.
Oh, yeah. Overall, yeah. They're on fire.
I figure if I was Reese, I'm making him pay for this. No contested lay-ins. All bunnies for my first one. Might even kick it out for the first time this year.
Yeah. That would change my style of play a little bit as well. Yeah. If I knew this was the viral bet that's going around.
This will stop soon.
Now, I guess we got a Lil Wayne album that dropped. Wow. And I saw Lucius on Twitter. You chimed in about it a little bit. I have not seen a single positive syllable uttered about this album.
Sad, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man. I turned it on when I was in the gym. You know, I'm thinking this Lil Wayne's going to give me high energy and everything. Right, but. Right. I got about to this Bono song. I think I was maybe like seven songs deep. And after I had to press pause, I was like, oh my God, I can't do this right here. So I had to go back to some old stuff and get through this workout, man. I don't know what's going on with Wayne's situation. Like, you know what? You got a whole lot of yes men around him. And if some of the production is all right, I feel like there's some AI involved with their production. So it doesn't feel real.
Mm. That's really unfortunate.
Yeah, the production was really, really bad. Like, Wayne wasn't bad. It's really the mix of him and their production.
Yeah,
I saw
a couple of little clips of songs, and they were pretty damning in terms of, wow, is that real?
Anybody say anything nice, yeah.
I haven't seen anybody say anything nice about the new Lil Wayne album, so that's definitely an L for him. My L for the week, I had my, no further questions, by the way. Okay. Like, Dawson, you can just take this to break. But
Let's go.
I did have my first chartuation of 2025 this week.
Oh, okay, what you
eat? We're supposed to move on from that?
Back to Dawson.
Perfectly timed.
Top three coming up.
What are you blaming it on? I did think the gastro was not in a good spot yesterday, to be honest with you.
Well, the way you opened the show was an all-timer. Is that when it happened? Did you sit there the rest of the show?
No. It was a few days ago in the street while my girls were riding scooters, and I said, take it inside, girls! Take it inside! We just came out! Doesn't matter. We got business. Do you throw those away? Are those throwaways after that?
Absolutely. 100% yeah. You throw those away.
Yeah. All right. I'll have to throw those away. Then.
Burn them if you can.
That is.
Nobody ever seen them.
And a half. Thank you, Chief. Biggest L, biggest W every Friday 240 here in the G-Bag Nation. We'll hit the three-piece in the top local sports stories. Haven't even talked about the Rangers. That was too painful. But we'll do it next here coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteeclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.